and PJ podcast. Sit in.
Hello, potties. Welcome to the podcast.
That was a full-on show today.
She's been a unique show.
She's been an emotional roller coaster.
Without revealing too much, let's just say one of us has released a single. One of us is devastated by something that happened today, and the studio is covered in confetti. And PJ spit. Did you see what you just did then?
Like, yeah. Poof. Yeah, I'm very expressive with my mouth.
That could be taken many ways.
Oh, no.
There's the show promo for tomorrow.
Oh, yep. Behave. I spit everywhere when I'm...
Get a ride home with Jason PJ. I'm very expressive with my mouth. It'd be good. Get the male audience up.
Enjoy the show, everyone.
We've done the show. This is the podcast.
Enjoy the podcast.
Are you trying to wrap this up?
Yes.
All right, yeah, podcast is on the way. Don't forget, if you want a little podcast shout-out as well, you can message us through Jason PJ Facebook page. I don't want any, like, sleazy teenagers messaging her now. It was a passing comment. It was a joke.
It was never going to go down that road.
She's happily taken. Happily taken.
Enjoy the show, everyone.
The Jason PJ podcast.
Currently sitting on hold is my friend Jack.
I'm shitting myself.
Before...
For you. I'm so nervous.
Got to go in confident.
Okay.
That's how I've done it.
Yeah.
I've written down my suit measurements ready
okay,
to give
don't.
So look, 2 weeks ago, I found out my mate Max posted a photo saying, hey, guess what? Jack's asked me to be a groomsman. I went into freak out mode because I was like, oh God, Jack's handing out groomsman positions. I knew there was Max. I knew his brother would get one, possibly his brother-in-law. The team was filling up.
Not like you to be dramatic.
Since then, I've been ringing Jack every single day without him knowing I've been recording it and playing it on the air. And I've just been ringing him and saying, hey, mate, just a heads up. Think about how good of friends we are in the hope that he'd think of me. Now, yesterday, he did get me back by saying the wedding was off because he stumbled on the fact we'd been recording him. All jokes were aside. We're like, ha ha, good fun.
We can finally put it to bed after this. Like, actually.
We had a joke about it. And he joins us now on the phone. Jackie boy.
Hello, am I being recorded right now?
No, you're live.
You're live now.
You are live.
Okay.
Jack.
Just wanted to check.
You've gone back and listened to all the podcasts, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. That's a lot of podcasts to go through as well.
Even yesterday when you were on, we sort of had a joke about you being on the radio and everything, but after you hung up, I did say to PJ, we still haven't addressed the elephant in the room.
I'm going to have to interrupt you here.
Hang on, just let me get this.
Hang on. Jace, this is far too big for you to ask over the phone. This morning, I've flown Jack in to New Zealand. So you can actually ask him here in the studio right now.
Fuck me.
You're live, but I thought you can't ask this kind of thing over the phone. Jack, welcome to the studio.
Jackie!
Good to see you, mate. One of my best
mates. Hey, Jack. How are you going?
Nice to see you.
You look great. You look
Thank you. I'm shredding for the wedding.
Yeah, you look like you've been shooting for the wedding.
I have.
So,
I have.
I think, actually, I'm going to get out. I'm going to leave you guys.
Stay.
This is your moment, Jace.
Oh, we're filming it too. That's good. Excellent.
Being Hello, New Zealand.
Being filmed for later. Hello, mate.
Good to see you. Got a lot to catch up on.
This is so much more awkward in person.
Yeah.
It's so much better just recording you without you knowing.
Well, I don't know who does your finances, but they need to be audited. I even come in for this, but...
Hey, mate.
Mm-hmm.
There's a question I've been waiting to ask you. This is awkward. Do I get down on one knee? Is that something? Jack, we've been friends for a long time. You had braces when we met.
Yeah, I
did. I feel like we've been through highs, lows, went to Vegas, different relationships.
Yep.
Some of which don't even need to mention because that's our friendship.
We have a great friendship.
A great friendship.
You're one of my closest mates.
Thank you. What cheerleader in Vegas? You know what I mean? That didn't help, did it? Jack Ball.
Jason.
Would you like me to be a groomsman? Any time?
We are close mates.
Yep. I got the winner music ready.
We are really close mates.
Yep.
And PJ wouldn't fly me out here for nothing. And I would like to offer you a very special part in my wedding.
Yep.
And I've spoken about this with my partner.
Yep. It's
best man. It would be best man. My complete honour if you were to push play on the music when we get married like I did at your wedding.
So that's not a groomsman position.
But it's better than a guest.
What are you doing, PJ? Are you trying to set off a confetti cannon?
I set myself one job. I get the confetti cannon to work. But that's great news.
So I'll be hitting play on the music. You know what, yeah. mate? I'd love that position.
Yeah?
That's a really good... Just out of curiosity... Can I wear the same suit as the bridal party, even though I'm only getting play on the music?
If you pay for it, sure.
Can he at least sit at the table that he's been dreaming about week?
Can I just pull up a chair to the end of the bridal table?
Approach the table whenever you like.
Okay, but not sit. Just approach.
Can we ask who it is?
Oh,
what is?
Who the groomsman's going
to
be?
I don't want to know.
I've got eight, so.
You've got eight!
That went really well.
It'll just be an honour to be there, Jack. Thank you. Yeah, that's so nice. Insane. Thanks, Paige.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, mate, what do you want?
You got a sec?
Here's every week on the show, we're joined by Jason's dad, also known as Aussie Paul, who answers life's toughest questions.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, Paul.
Hey. Hi, PJ. How you going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Very good.
Is there anything you want to say to Dad? Special day today.
Happy birthday, Paul.
No.
Nah, you bloody idiot.
It's Australia Day. Happy Australia Day.
It's Aussie Day, mate. Aussie Day.
What are you doing to celebrate, mate?
We're going to have lamb chops on the barbie.
Hey, look at you go.
I've got thongs on and a pair of pants on, but I haven't got a shirt on. It's too hot.
Oh, really?
Well, to be honest, I mean, it looks like he's wearing a jumper. He's got quite a fair amount of hair on the... Yeah, anyway.
I don't need a shirt.
He's got a natural coat. Hey, Paul.
Yeah, mate.
You wouldn't believe it.
I know, I wouldn't.
We've got more questions.
Okay.
And Dad, after these questions, I've got some really exciting news for you as well.
Okay, good.
All right, first question is from Max. He says, hi, Paul. How's it going? Look, I went home to a girl's house in the weekend, after a really nice night with her. I really like her. But once I got to her bedroom, there was a whole collection of dolls. And to be honest, it freaked me out a little bit. I'm in a bit of a pickle, and I don't know if this is normal. You've got daughters. Is this normal?
For a grown...
Oh, I think you better take a run.
Yeah, for a grown woman, that's a bit cuckoo.
But I mean...
Yeah.
Also,
yeah, something's wrong there, mate.
Also, their eyes would be watching you no matter what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Take a bolt. Keep going. Don't stop.
How do you get
out of the room?
How do you get out of the room situation, Dad? So she's led you in the room. You're in the room. You look over. You see all the dolls. What do you say?
Where's the door?
All right, question number two. What do you got?
This comes from Rebecca. She says, hi, Paul. I am in charge of buying our uniforms for our work volleyball team. Would you suggest getting polyester cotton or nylon? Really want to get it right, and I know that you're the go-to guy.
You want something that breathes.
Yeah, definitely want breathable material.
Yeah.
Oh, how would I know what's the difference in material?
I don't know. It's called Ask Paul.
Well, put it this way. It's got to be something flexible so you can move.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking? Like Lycra?
I don't know. Singlet tops are the best.
All right, okay.
Your arms are free then.
Yep.
Good
okay,
call.
Okay,
yep.
Singlets. Bit of polyester in there then.
I wouldn't know one polyester from Mickey Mouse, mate.
To be honest, neither do I.
Do you want them running around in corduroy?
No, now you're getting a bit silly.
What about velvet?
That's a bit stupid too. Something very light, mate, very light.
Maybe stick with cotton and okay. Like Dad was saying, go the singlet.
Yeah, right. That's a okay. good one.
All right, brilliant. Team effort.
We got there.
Now, Dad, I know for quite some time you have been, in a subtle way, hinting that you would like payment for this segment.
Have I done that? I don't believe it.
So we've spoken to Ross Boss, who said to say hello, by the way.
Yes, hello, Ross. Good on you, mate.
He has given us approval to allow you to do plugs on the air. So
okay, all right.
How it would work is if there's...
Are we selling Paul Sol?
Yeah. If there's businesses around New Zealand that would like to sponsor Aussie Paul, what they can do is they can email you. We've set you up an email address, aussiepaul@zmonline.com.
Yeah.
Right. And then if they email you the details about their business, and then how much are you charging them for a plug?
Well, what do you recommend? I don't know how much about the money side of things. 20 bucks.
20 bucks? 20 bucks a plug?
25.
You guys are way too similar.
All right, so if you're a business and you'd like Dad to get a plug across for you, 25 bucks a plug, all you have to do is email him, aussiepaul@zmonline.com.
I want him to get really feminine products.
What did you say, PJ?
Nothing.
All right, Dad. Hey, enjoy Australia Day. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Oi, oi, oi.
Aussie.
Oi.
Aussie.
Oi.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Oi, oi, oi. Black across the road, not really sure what's going on.
All right, see you, Dad.
See you, Paul.
Okay. See you later. Bye-bye.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Okay. All right, let's get to it. So today, news broke that Mariah Carey has recorded a breakup song about James Packer. They obviously recently split, and I got inspired.
You've done one about the cricketer.
No.
Oh.
Definitely not.
Oh, I thought you did next song. I'm this is going to be good. We'll finally get the truth out there.
No.
You should do it to like, got him.
No, he's gone. No, okay.
And, we're moving on. Okay.
What I thought I'd do is compile a breakup song for if we were to break up.
Jesus.
Like in a working kind of way. So this is essentially our breakup song.
This concerns me on so many levels.
Okay.
First one is you're being inspired by Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Full stop. Just in life that you're being inspired by Mariah. There's a lot of other people you can be inspired by. You know what I mean?
I just thought, let's give it a shot.
So this is a breakup song.
Yeah, okay, and it may be to Taylor Swift's We're Never Ever Getting Back Together.
Well, that's good. That's not predictable. Yeah, so this is if you and I would have... I've not heard this. I will point out to everyone I've not heard this.
I just went way too hard out. I'm so embarrassed.
Okay, so what's the scenario? Why did we break up?
You're here.
All right, so if it all goes to shit between you and I, this is the song you're going to drop.
Yeah. Aww.
Did our show the first time? I thought that this is a bit so, but all right, we may as well just give it a go and see how long it can last. And Ozzy with his orange hair, his skin as pale as my white underwear. Things were going pretty well until I found out he did not even care. Ooh, I thought we were getting along. Ooh, Jason, I can't believe you gone.
Like ever. It's over.
O-V-A-H. I know I didn't like the hot chip diet, but you didn't have to go and cause a riot. You know, I even tied the knot with your best mate. I hadn't even been on a date yet. Can you tell me what I ever did wrong? Did my entertainment news take too long? Did I get a little close with Aussie Paul? I guess you kind of look like him after all. We will never.
What did you think?
Wow.
I told you I went pretty hard out. I feel sorry for the guy who helped me make that.
So many questions.
Okay. Shoot.
Obviously, the sexual attraction between you and my dad.
I was trying to fill a line.
That caught me off guard. I'll be honest. I was just trying to rhyme.
Don't take anything into that.
It was, yep, Alex, yep.
Yaron, Yono and Yen sounds like a pretty good prospect.
That was great. Yeah.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Big shout out to a lot of support coming through for people that hit play on music at weddings on the text machine. So I thank you for that.
What is the song you're going to play, though? You've got a lot of time to think.
Probably screw it up. Play the wrong one. Might fire one of our podcasts off. Just get the numbers
should
up.
For revenge.
All right, look, we're getting you home this afternoon. There's just every day there's Trump news.
Yes.
You know the latest conspiracy one going around? I do love this. You know how yesterday I was talking about little Baron not wanting to hold mum's hand?
Yeah.
And we took calls on whether you're too affectionate with your parents.
And yeah, that probably didn't go as well as we expected.
We couldn't put many to wear. Today, I've got a different idea, right? Mm. Have you seen the story, the conspiracy theory going around about the Secret Service agent?
With no arms!
Yeah.
Yes, well, I have seen that.
Or plastic arms. That's what they're saying.
Oh, yeah.
They're saying he had prosthetics. Yeah. And, like, so if you watch the footage of him walking with Trump in the motorcade, he's sort of got his hands together and he keeps them in exactly the same position for, like, an hour. And everyone's jumped to conclusions and gone, they're plastic hands, and then underneath his jacket, his real hands must be holding like a gun.
Nah, but they've seen footage of it actually moving, haven't they?
Yeah, so they looked into it and they eventually found, like, you know, he just, you know, moved his fingers for a bit. But I thought, that's full on. If the Secret Service are using people with prosthetic, I can never say
you
that
can't
word.
You can't, before you say prosthetic.
What is it?
Prosthetic.
Pathetic?
Not pathetic, prosthetic.
Prosthetic.
Yes.
There we go. I just thought if the Secret Service are using people with, like, you know, prosthetic hands. I said prosthetic
again.
No,
you did well. Right. Nailed it.
Like, that'd be full on. Did you see there was a video gone viral the other day of a guy who's got, like, a glass eyeball?
No.
And he was getting it out in a bar and putting it in people's drinks?
No.
And they're like, Daniel.
Was it his party drink?
Yeah. Can you put your eye back in? If you did.
Did you say your dad or someone you know?
My dad used to take his teeth out and put them in our cups. So we'd all be sitting around the table and he'd walk up and just pop his teeth in. He'd think it was hilarious.
Was it his party trick?
Yeah.
His prosthetic party trick.
Do you have a prosthetic party trick? Or prosthetic? Either one.
You can't say that word, can you?
No, we know how
our chat yesterday went when we said how affectionate are you with your parents.
Very and respectful. And it didn't go well. Very respectful, yeah. But, like, you know, maybe it's you, maybe it's a family member, you know what I mean? If you have a plastic hand, do you take it off sometimes and be like, high five, just to mess with people?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Whatever it is, we're being respectful. I'm just saying, if it's your party trick.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, don't doubt me,
I'm
mate.
I'm not doubting you.
Sounded like it.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
What's your prosthetic party trick? This was Jace's idea.
Oh, don't be like that. You can text us as well, 9696 on the text.
Someone texts in saying, my friend lost the bottom half of his right leg. Someone actually asked him to do a shoey. That's when you are supposedly meant to drink out of the shoe. So he took his leg off and drank out of that. Lol.
I think if they're doing the party trick, exactly. Obviously they can find, you know what I mean?
At least they can have a laugh with it.
Hey, Jess.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
We're good, mate. What's the party trick?
Well, it was done on me. I went to my ex-partner's house and I was nervous as anything because I was meeting his family for the first time and sitting in the lounge and there was something on the coffee table and I kept looking at it and it was a fake boob. This is grandmother's fake boob.
Get out.
She just leaves it there like a paperweight. Next to the remote.
While we're talking, she casually puts it back in her bra.
No, she does not.
Was she doing it to mess with you? As you would.
Welcome to the family.
Yeah,
she had a fake boob.
Yeah, like, you know, if that's your thing, why not? What right. about you, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, my brother cut his finger off one day and it sat in the fridge for like 3 years. And we had some friends over, some visitors over. I didn't even know them that well. And it came up about how he cut his finger off. And he was like, oh, it's in the fridge, I'll show you. And he brought it out and, like, showed us his finger, like, a couple of years later. And, yeah, it's all shriveled up and no good.
Jeff, why they keep it? Why? Why keep it in the freezer? Like,
I thought he was going to say, but it was a prosthetic after all.
No. It's like it's
so
just in there.
So the finger?
Yeah.
Right.
God, you wouldn't want to go in there after a few Bacardi and dries and grab the ice and, you know what I mean?
You wouldn't.
Like, what? I don't get why you'd keep it. That's what confuses me, you know what I mean? Hey, Dave, how are you?
Yeah, not bad, mate.
Excellent. What's your prosthetic party trick?
That's not my party trick. It's a guy I know, he lost his arm in a motorbike accident.
Right.
And he managed to get his arm back after they had to cut it off.
Right.
And he has it hanging in his hallway in a big square jar of preserving liquid with a fluorescent green light in it.
No way. I didn't think they could actually give it back to you.
Oh, this is going back a few years.
So it's hanging there like a lava lamp.
Yeah, it's still here this day, to this day.
And
yeah, it's got does tattoos he use it, on it, is and it? You can actually see on his shoulder.
Oh, okay, all right.
The
okay,
other, yeah. The other half of the tattoo.
So he uses it like a nightlight.
Is it sort of like a? Is it sort of for a shock kind of thing, or is it because it comforts him?
What's that?
Like, does he do it sort of to shock other people? Is that why it's there, or is it?
Because I don't know. I just think he wanted his arm back.
Oh. I'm not used to talking about these things. No, I'm sorry. I wasn't prepared.
Oh, no, there's nothing you can say. I mean, imagine walking in. What? Oh, God, you'd be like, that's a beautiful lamp. Is that a freedom number?
Jason PJ, the podcast.
I found this really nice story coming out of the States. And
it's nice to have some good news at the moment.
Yeah, and look, I'll tell you what, I'll be honest, when I read it, I was like, every chick is going to fall for this guy. His name's Chris. He's a 31-year-old struggling wannabe actor.
Right? I know who he is.
Right, once... Oh, you're ready. You're all across this, aren't you?
I saw it this morning.
I bet you're all across it. The reason PJ's all across it is because he's a young guy, I guess you'd say fairly attractive, 31 years old, and he's made headlines because he's got a new flatmate, an 89-year-old who was his neighbour, Norma. She lived across the hall from him for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
After a few years, they exchanged pleasantries through the window and they both got along over her love of champagne. She'd invite him over, they'd sit there and have a few champagnes together. And then she actually got quite sick. Doctors didn't think she'd make it through Christmas. She did. She's bounced back. She's home.
When you say across the hallway...
Yeah, in like apartments.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
He started up a GoFundMe page to pay for her medical bills.
Yeah.
And people started donating, but he realised it's still a lot of money her paying her rent. So he went over to Norma and said, why don't you move in with me?
And she said yes. This makes me really emotional.
They even post videos on YouTube of them sitting down on the couch together with champagne and pizza.
You want to say hello?
Hi. How are you today?
You want to cheers to pizza night?
Cheers. I love you.
I love you too.
Oh.
Heart melts. There's something so special about spending time with elderly people, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. When you looked at the photo, be honest with me.
Yeah.
When you looked at the photo, you were like, yeah, all right looking guy. And then read the story and was like, oh my God, he's hot.
Oh.
Is Norma the latest chick magnet? Like
no.
Any single guys out there?
No.
If you got a spare,
you can't
if you got a,
say that.
Mate, if you got a spare room in your flat,
no. Norma is a sweet lady.
If you got a spare room in your flat, go down to the local nursing home. Tell us, you know, recruit one. You know, bring the girls back. Have you met Norm? She's, you know, living with
him. He was pretty good looking beforehand, and this may or may not have increased his attractiveness.
God Almighty. That's what it is. A chick puller these days is walking around with a pram but telling him it's not yours, it's your niece or nephew, or an old person.
Such a sweet story.
Either one of those, you set.
ZM's Jason PJ.
I saw something today which made me think of you, Jace. Over in the States, for a very limited time only, so I think only for one day, McDonald's is giving away 10,000 bottles of their special Big Mac sauce. Now, I know that this
not
is...
not my thing.
What?
Never had a Big Mac.
Haven't you?
Never in my life have I had a Big Mac.
I thought you loved Big Macs.
Don't.
I literally brought this story to the table for you.
No.
And you don't even...
I'm not into the special sauce.
You don't like the special sauce?
No.
Oh, because you don't like aioli or mayo.
Yeah,
of course you don't like the special sauce. How did that slip my mind? Anyway, they're handing out...
Really? Am I that difficult? You look at me like, oh,
well, you don't like cold food, but you like ice cream. You're a complex kind of human.
I'm pretty sure the McDonald's secret sauce is a distant cousin from the aioli family.
They are pretty similar. Yeah. They're doing this in celebration of the Grand Mac and the Mac Junior, a bigger and smaller version of the burgers. But
I think
they're
it's
handing
cool.
out 10,000 bottles of the condiment.
That's cool. And don't get me wrong, like, because I know you can actually buy it now. But if you weren't
can
able,
you?
Yeah, Australia did it for a short time.
Oh, that's
if
right.
you weren't able to purchase it,
it was like liquid gold for a while,
Big
wasn't
Mac
it?
Fans would be going nuts. It's that's what got us chasing the bloody chip seasoning last year at KFC. Like, I know they'd be going nuts for it. I wouldn't win it because I'm not lucky. I've never legitimately ever won a contest in
Neither
my life.
Neither have I.
Ever.
Like, scratching maybe $5.
Yeah, like, okay. Like,
but, I've never actually won anything.
No, like, I remember growing up when I was a kid, I'd enter contests all the time to win bikes and, like, sporting equipment, and I don't know what I would have done with the sporting equipment. That's how I justify my figure. I never won.
I have a friend. I actually met the friend through a Kentucky competition on ZM. He won it, and he was the winner, and we met each other overseas. And since then, he's won multiple overseas trips, including one with the Yacht.
Is he a prize pick?
No, he just...
Does he just go from radio station to radio station winning
stuff? Just got really good applications or something. And so literally last night I saw him and he was like, Paul, guess what? I'm off to Vietnam. Won another trip.
Another trip.
He's going with his dad and he won it in a magazine. I'm like, how do you win these things?
I remember hearing a story. They did an investigation back in Australia. And there was people that did it for a living. They would just try and win stuff off radio station and TV stations. Yeah. They'd have different phones in different rooms.
Professional prize picks.
Yeah. I don't think we'll get the professional prize picks, but what have you won? If you've actually won some pretty cool stuff, like, you know what I'm sick of? Sick of walking through the shopping centres, people going, hey, would you like to buy a ticket to win this house? Do people actually win the houses or is it a scam?
Or did you win a car or a horse or whatever?
A horse?
Maybe not a horse.
What did you win?
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Right now we're talking about what have you won?
Someone's just texted through saying, I want a free meat tray from the Mad Butcher.
Do you know
what? Seriously, my friend Ro and I used to go down to the RSL every Thursday night. The amount of money I spent trying to win a bloody meat tray, I reckon I could have opened a Mad Butcher franchise.
Do you know my dad used to always win meat trays when he was a vegan? He's not a vegan anymore.
Come on.
He would be playing golf and he'd win meat trays. We just have this freezer of meat that we couldn't eat.
You shouldn't be allowed to enter a meat tray if you're a bloody vegan.
Emma, g'day. How are you?
Hey, good.
What have you won?
In the last year, I decided to make winning competitions my hobby and I've kept a little diary of all the competitions.
Amazing.
I've won.
Right, what have you got?
But probably the most practical one that I've won was a year's supply of firewood.
Epic.
Really? Yeah, it was really great.
That's great.
Really? Like,
yeah.
It's not a holiday to Thailand,
but
everyone.
It's practical. Like,
no, it's no holiday to Thailand. It's not a free house. But
when you get cold in the winter, you are going to have a good wood fire.
Emma, just out of curiosity, like I know when we give away cars and trips and concert tickets, people scream on the air.
How did you react?
Yeah.
It was more of a, oh, sweet.
Yeah. Hannah, hello.
Hi.
All right, your supply of firewood, top that.
So it wasn't me, but I got to go, but my friend won an Instagram competition for a trip to Bali.
Nice.
Yes.
Did you get like put up with accommodation and stuff?
Yeah, so there was like a budget that we were allowed to use and yeah, we stayed in some pretty sweet places.
This is so, mate, why have I never won anything? Mate, am I on a bloody trip to Dubai?
I don't know.
Trip to Dubai just to go over there and do some Instagram shots.
I think it's dodgy if radio people win stuff.
Yeah, I suppose you'd be able to pick the voice. Hello, Jacob, you've won the trip. And then you'd hear me move away from the microphone and pick up the phone.
Jess.
Thanks, Jess. Love the show. Long time listener, first time caller.
Teresa, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Are we good, mate?
I think I can beat the firewood.
What do you got?
A whole year's supply of ice cream. Tip-top tubs.
That's
2 litres.
Teresa, any tips of Jace? Because he's literally been trying to win this.
Hang on. Here's my question. When they say a year's supply, how much do you actually get?
Well, it was 24 vouchers. And if you timed it right on when it was on special at Countdown, you end up with three tubs of ice cream per voucher, and then I had about 52 vouchers.
That's a lot of bloody ice cream. All right, I'll give you that. That's a lot of ice cream. Man, because a lot of the time when they do, like, you know, a year's supply.
It's actually not.
Yeah.
Stephanie, what about you?
So I won a all-expenses-paid round-the-world trip.
Who threw?
It was this competition that was being run at the mall. And you had to, like, do this little scratchy thing.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, it's like a 1 in a billion chance to win. And I won.
Unbelievable.
So where in the world? Like, Europe?
Well, the thing is, like, I wasn't allowed to go because I was underage. So my mum had to fill out all the forms. But we weren't allowed to go because she wasn't married. That was the punchline.
Oh, no.
So to get around it, we pretended to be lesbian lovers and we were on the trip.
Just gets better.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, it's a free trip. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. Mate, you would take it.
Oh, mate, Dad and I'd be holding hands getting on the plane if it came to that.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Jason, you are a father of two beautiful little boys.
God, you're about to say three. Gave me a bloody heart attack.
No, right, two cool. At the moment.
Yeah.
You'll lose third child, though.
Yeah.
So if we would have done it in reverse, yes.
Good point, yeah.
So you'd be well familiar with the TV show Peppa Pig.
I hate Peppa Pig.
Oh, it's quite cool.
I hate it so much.
I love the little British accents. I think they're quite cute.
There's one thing that every parent hates about Peppa Pig.
What?
6-minute episodes.
Is that long?
No. Like, if you're going to give them some TV to watch, mate, you want to give them, a little bit longer.
Yeah.
but 6 minutes. It's like just as you get away from them, they're like, ma'am, can you put on another episode? It's like, Jesus, Pepper, have you got more in the tank than 6 minutes, mate? Combine the episodes.
There was a bit of an amusing stuff up. So basically you can view these on YouTube. That's often how people access them.
And, oh, yeah, we're not buying them.
No. And what they do with that is there's this thing called Google Automatic Captioning. So it will actually interpret what the words are saying and then will come up with its own sort of little captions.
It'll automatically add subtitles.
Correct.
Right. Okay, gotcha. The illegal Peppa Pig I downloaded doesn't do that. Joking. I do not want to go to jail for downloading Peppa Pig. What are you in for? I don't want to say.
Because they interpreted it, yeah. There were a few naughty words that slipped in.
Brilliant.
Have a listen to this.
Watch out for the trees. You might get the kite stuck in one.
Don't worry. I know what I'm doing.
Sounds innocent and beautiful. However, I look down at the caption and it says, get the kite effing through, brute.
I don't know if brute's Pepper's dad's
name. Yeah, I don't know who brute is in this situation.
Fire up, mate.
But that was literally every... I'm looking at all these different little screens. They've all got the F word in them and someone has just had a massive stuff up.
You can't win as a parent these days. Guys, I want you to learn how to read. Get the effing kite down. Where did you learn that, Peppa Pig? You told me to learn how to read, Dad. Like, you cannot win.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Jason, one of my goals for 2017 has to be more social. Like, I know we're quite social with our job.
You're out all the time. I'll ring you of a morning.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, I'm bloody exhausted. I fed two kids, dropped them off daycare. What are you doing? You're like, oh, mate, can't talk. Just finish 40 minutes of yoga, getting my nails done, drinking a smoothie.
That's with myself. I want to hang out with more people in 2017.
Right.
I have quite a lot of alone time.
Right.
And, you know, so trying to, you know, get involved with more events. And one of my friends invited Aussie Romance and I to a birthday party this weekend.
Nice.
And he's invited us to a couple of events in the past. Unfortunately, we couldn't make it.
Well, so it was pre the year of being social.
Well,
so
no,
they'll understand.
You know when life gets on top of you and you just end up not going to things that you kind of wish you did go to. So when he sent us the invite, clarifying whether we were going, I think it was a bit of a surprise to him when we said we were keen. I'm going to read the message. Oh, let me know what you think.
You've said yes to a token invite.
Hang on, just listen. So we got the group message going, hello, friends. Just need to ask you a quick question. Can you confirm if you're coming on the 29th? It's just a need-to-know definite no's so I can make sure I fill those spots. Obs, would love you to come, but totally understand if you have plans that weekend. I'll still make sure you take me to drinks ASAP.
So really giving you the out.
Giving us the out. But we didn't take the out. We were like, yes, please. We would so love to. So keen.
It's backfired on him.
And then, you know, he was like, okay, can you please just click attending so I can keep track? Thanks.
God, he really made you go through another step, didn't he? He's like, well, hopefully she'll find click attending hard. Let's give her that job.
Because this, like, obviously this is an exclusive number of friends.
What's the, is it at a dinner?
No,
or?
It's a boat party.
Oh,
yeah, so it's a boat party.
Boats are really strict on numbers.
I know, and so I feel bad because maybe there were more people that he wanted to invite and we got the pity invite.
At least it's a boat party because you would just rock up somewhere and go, okay, well, I've been here for 20 minutes.
You know, we can't leave. No, can't leave for 6 hours.
Is it a theme? Is it
TBC, and it's in a few days, so hopefully we'll get that soon.
You don't know the theme?
No.
Why are you looking sus?
No, there's no undercover theme that I don't want to tell you.
But it's what it sounds like. You're a couple of days out. Is it some sort of weird sexual boat or something? No, is it a dirty theme?
No, in all honesty, there's just no theme that's been confirmed. Maybe it's just normal
clothes. No one's doing a theme party.
Oh, my gosh, there is no weird theme.
All right, you see PJ around town, dressed head to toe in leather holding the whip. She's just going to a boat party, guys.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
If you are at work at the moment and you're getting a bit restless, so maybe, you know, you haven't had time to fit in your exercise today, came across 6 exercises you can still do when you're in the office.
What are you, the in-flight video on a long-haul plane?
No, but I thought this is interesting. First up, you can do step aerobics, skip the lift and walk. Climbing 2 steps at a time engages a greater number of muscles
and burns
10% more calories.
Where'd you get this from? This is just a little bit random.
What do you mean?
Well, like you just come out going, hey, guys, if you're at your desk, workout time.
I'm just, you know, like I know a lot of people are at work right now.
Okay, next exercise.
Number 2, star jumps. So, look, these are easy. You can do them wherever you want in the office.
Hang on.
What? Can improve your heart health, strength and endurance.
Are you telling me, because we work in an open plan office, are you telling me you're going to sit out there and just out of nowhere you're going to jump up and start doing star jumps?
Why not?
Actually, for you, no one would think it's out of the ordinary.
Number 3, leg lifts. You can do this. You don't even need to leave your desk. Tone your legs without leaving it. You just do leg raises, and this will help to strengthen and shape your hips and thighs.
You're one step away from bringing in a weight bench. Walking past Ross Boss's desk and there he is with a full weight
just
bench.
Just a couple of dumbbells.
Yeah.
What up? Wall push-ups. So if you're standing by the kitchen, you know, you're waiting for your kettle to boil.
Yeah.
Why not use the wall as your tool and just, you know, start doing a couple of little pushies.
If I walked out to the communal kitchen.
It's being resourceful.
And I was
chatting
with.
Save a gym membership and just do your exercises at work.
Imagine that. I walk into the kitchen. There's Sarah from promo. She's like, how are you doing? I'm like, yep, good. And I start doing push-ups off the fridge.
Okay,
and I'm
don't
like.
Don't do it in front of Sarah from promotion because like, it does look slightly arrogant.
What are you doing for the weekend? Like, that just looks full creep alert. Also, I have a question for you.
I got another one.
Okay, quick.
Wall sits. So, again, if you're waiting for the kettle or maybe you're chatting to Tina in sales and you buy a wall, just you're right. This is ridiculous.
I'll give you a hot tip, mate. You start doing that, Tina's going to want you to back the hell off and never talk to her again. And here's my question. If you start exercising here, are you going to set the self-timer camera up and take a photo and post on Instagram like you do every other time you work out?
Leave my Instagram out of this.
Mate, I jumped on Instagram again today and I'm like, another workout photo. You know you're two away from being able to publish a fitness calendar. You've done 10 in the past 2 months. I count them today. I'm like, oh, she's almost got the fitness calendar ready.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
You never went to the shops today. You never commented.
I never went to the shops or you never went?
I went to the shops.
Did you?
Today you never commented.
Did you get some more AS color tops?
No, this isn't you. I just wanted to try and catch out. I did go shopping.
It looks good on you. It matches your eyes.
All right, what are you hitting on me?
Definitely not.
My wife's like 10 metres that way, all right? So went and grabbed a haircut today.
Yeah.
And then I thought while I was at the shops, I was like, oh, I'll quickly run in. I don't know what it is with guys. I know you girls love shopping, but boys will wait till like we've run out of shirts.
Yeah, you love to just.
Every 6 months we'll go and stock
keep
up.
Keep it to a bare minimum going in, don't you?
And I can't do the online shop thing because some shops are medium, some shops are large, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And God love you. Country Road had a special on. And I'm medium there, so I'm like, well, I'm definitely going to go there. Even though I can only afford one shirt.
Stock up on medium. The majority of your clothes are medium, so technically you're a medium.
So I went and grabbed a heap of shirts to try on, right? And I went into the change room.
Yeah.
And like I maybe had 6 shirts with me and only 1 shirt I really liked.
Mm.
And I'm like, I'm going to feel terrible walking out. You know, there's that poor person that gets assigned to the change room that normally gives you the little plastic number going 6 items and then you have to walk out and go, can you hang these 5 up?
and I'm going to need another 7.
Yeah, and they just look at you like, really? So I grabbed the 5 items and I put them in the change room next to me. I just slid it under the floor because I thought I didn't want to go
Chase,
out. Well, it was pretty quiet.
Can't do that.
So I put the 5
up. Was there anyone in there?
That was the thing. When I went in, I was like the only person in the store. I put things on the ground, sort of just tucked them under the thing, and then I thought I'll just walk out with my 1 shirt. And as I'm walking out, I hear, excuse me. Are these yours? And the person opens the door next to me and holds them out. And you know when time freezes?
Yes.
And you're like, and I had nothing. Normally I'm great at lying. Normally I would have been like, oh my God, I dropped them. Or, oh, the person, no, they must have come in from the other side. I had nothing. I just went, yeah, thank you. And then I grabbed it. And then
for making your changing room a dumping ground.
Yeah, and then I'm thinking, do I have to buy these now? Like I've caused that much
of a
thing.
No,
I didn't. I shoved them in another rack when
so
no
you
one
didn't
was
take
looking.
Anything after all that?
No. This is why I don't go shopping, mate. Or if I do go shopping, I just go to a men's store where they go, do you just want 5 shirts for $100?
Like, yes,
I'm like, yeah, done, that'll do me. It's still too stressful for me.
You do look good, though. I like that top.
The top's old. I didn't buy the top.
It matches your eyes.
Jason PJ, the podcast. Spy.co.nz.
This is pretty cool. Selena Gomez has teased a brand new show that she is launching on Netflix this year. She's been working on this, producing it with her mum. It's called 13 Reasons Why. And even cooler is that it involves one of our favourite Kiwi actresses, Kim Crossman.
Oh, that's cool.
So she's been over in LA, obviously. And, Selena posted this on Instagram going, a peek at a passion project I've been working on with Netflix. And then Kim followed up posting, saying, very excited to share what we've been working on. Those two have been previously linked, like they are friends. So I
good
don't
to
know.
See Kim pick up work, though, because a lot of people pack it in.
She's been smashing it.
Yeah, you know, like a lot of people go over to LA, think they're going to, you know, get
she
a
works
lucky break
really
easy.
Hard, and she's very lovely.
I got a lot of Aussie mates that are going over and are just working in cafes.
Really?
Yeah, it's tough,
man. Because it's the same like in New York, isn't it? Everyone goes over, they're trying to prove, you know, who they are and
Yeah, every waiter carries their like showreel and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah. I told you what Aussie Romance did to me at a restaurant.
What?
We were out at dinner and the waitress said she loves animals and really wants to work in TV.
Oh, you told me this.
Yeah, Aussie Romance told her I was the executive producer at the Animal Planet.
Oh my God.
So the girl went and got her showreel. Like, how do you...
That is so awful.
I just went, oh, thank you. I'll have a look at that when I get back to the office.
What did you do with it?
I took it with me.
And then where did you put it?
Well, just
did you even watch it?
No, I threw it out. I thought it'd be a bit creepy if I went back to the hotel and watched a showreel of this girl. Do you know what I mean? Imagine someone walking in going, what are you watching?
That is your spy. I'm a cheap flies. You can download the Grab a Seat app now and grab the deal.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on ZM.